Hey, welcome to the Brand Market Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Louise Rowland. I'm a marketing strategist, digital product mentor, and the owner of Fleur Online. Using my 15 plus years experience in marketing, coupled with my passion for helping online service providers build digital products into their business model, I'm going to bring you actionable tips and advice on all things digital products, marketing, and business so that you can package up your expertise into your very own digital product and in turn expand your impact and income. It is totally possible to scale your service-based business without spending 60 to 70 hours a week working with one-to-one clients. Imagine how it would feel waking up to notifications of new sales or being out with friends and seeing another sale notification come in. Amazing, right? So sit back, grab a cup of tea or a gin if you prefer, and get ready to take notes. Let's dive in. Are you an online service provider who is looking for ways in which to grow your income without needing to find more hours for one-to-one client work? Check out Expand Your Brand, my new 12-month high-touch group coaching program launching in September, where I'll be teaching you how to package up your expertise into digital products so that you can expand your impact and income. Head to fleuronline.com/waitlist to join and receive exclusive waitlist-only bonuses. Creating a digital product is one thing, but actually launching it is a whole other topic in itself. During this 10-part series, I've spoken a lot about product creation, but in today's episode, I want to answer some questions around launching a digital product. These are questions that I've been asked by you when I hopped on Instagram stories and popped a question box up to see what questions you had around launching a digital product. So let's get started. The first question is an interesting one. How long does it take to launch a digital product? In all honesty, the answer varies depending on a number of factors. Number one, how big is your audience? Number two, how engaged are they? And number three, how consistent are you with your marketing? Let's look at an example. Let's say you have an audience of 2,000 followers on Instagram, but you're quite new to building your email list and you have about 100 people on your email list at the moment. If you know that your audience on Instagram is highly engaged and you know that the demand is there for your product, you could launch it within a month. You could launch it in the next couple of weeks. However, if you don't get much engagement on Instagram, then I would work on building your audience, particularly your email list, before launching your product. The average conversion rate from your email list is usually 1% to 3%. Sometimes this can be higher, sometimes it can be lower. But let's take 1% as an example. If your goal is to sell 10 of your product, then you would need an email list of at least 1,000 people. Now, this isn't set in stone because if your email list is very engaged, you could have 500 people on your list or even 250 and still make 10 sales. So whilst your audience size does have a part to play in this, the most important part is how engaged they are. How consistent you are with your marketing also plays a huge part in how engaged your audience are. If you show up consistently, whether that's showing up on Instagram stories daily, emailing your list weekly, publishing a new Instagram post 3 times a week, recording a new podcast each week, and you've been doing that for a long period of time, you'll probably find that as long as your message is reaching the right people, you don't need to do a lengthy warm-up campaign before launching. Another factor to consider is the product that you're wanting to launch. If you're launching a product that will be available for purchase all the time, I'm actually a big believer that it's much better to work on making your product the best it can be and getting it out there as soon as possible. The reason for this is that you can grow your audience over time while still having a product to sell. You'll still need to warm up your audience before you launch, so isn't it better to just focus on product development so that when you are warming and growing your audience, you can still be making sales? However, if you're planning on launching a course, program, or membership where there'll be limited time for people to join, so you're opening and closing doors, you will need to focus more on audience building and nurturing in the lead up to the launch so that you have an audience of interested, engaged potential customers to launch to. The launch period, including building your audience, nurturing them, and then launching to them, can be anything from 90 days to 30 days or even less in some cases. The next question I received was, can you launch a digital product with a small audience? I feel like I've covered a lot of the answer to this in my answer to the previous question, but essentially, yes, you most definitely can. Something I recommend is launching your product to a smaller group of people first before going ahead with a bigger launch. By doing this, you're able to do a number of things. The first thing is that you can use this to validate your idea. I talk more about validating your digital product idea in episode 22, part 5 of this series. So if you haven't yet listened to that episode, take a listen after this one. But one of the ways to validate your idea is to pre-sell it. This can be known as a beta launch or a founding launch. The idea behind this is that you validate your idea by selling it to a smaller group of people first. If it's a course that you're creating, you can then either teach your course content live, or you can let them know that you'll be creating the content as you go and that the content will either be dripped over a period of time or they'll get access to the course in X number of weeks or months. Now, this only works with a small audience if you have people in your audience that you know your digital product will be suitable for and you have a pretty good idea or not as to whether they will buy it. The next reason I love launching a product this way is because you can use their feedback along the way. You can take it on board and modify anything before doing a larger launch to a bigger group of people. If there are questions that come up that you haven't addressed in your product, you can modify it to include it. The final reason I think launching a product to a small group of people first is worth doing is because you can gather testimonials that you can use for your next launch. So often we focus on needing to do this great big launch and having a huge audience of people to sell to, but when you're in the beginning stages of your digital product journey, this can feel overwhelming. By doing it this way, you will feel less overwhelmed and more confident in what you are creating. On to question number 3. This question is the complete opposite of the last, and that is, should you do a big launch for your first digital product? My honest answer, and whilst it may contradict the answer I gave to the last question, is that it's completely up to you. I know that there are some service providers who love marketing. They're really good at it, and they have built up a loyal audience of people. They also have an audience of people who have been repeatedly asking for something they have not yet created, and now is the time to do so. If this sounds like you, then by all means, do a big launch for your first digital product. There are no right or wrong answers here. The way you launch depends completely on your personality, your business, and your product. There are most definitely business owners who've had huge success with a big launch for their first digital product, so it can be done, but at the same time, it's okay to launch small too. The last question I'm going to answer in today's episode is, what can I do to warm up my audience before a launch? Whilst marketing is something that can be adjusted to suit an individual's personality and business, there are some essential things that you can do to warm up your audience before a launch. The first is talking about it. Talking about the product you have coming up. I remember when courses and launching became a big thing in the online business world, and there was such secrecy around talking about new offers until the day of launch. People would hint that something was coming, but they would give next to no more information about it until launch day. Looking back on this now, I find this to be absolutely crazy. We need to be talking about our offers in the lead up to the launch in order to warm up our audience and to prepare them for what is coming. About a month before, or slightly longer if you'd prefer, begin talking about your offer. Tell your audience what it's called. Let them know what it's about. Share the launch details and go behind the scenes to share what you're working on so they can get excited about it with you. Number 2 is to target your content to the subject of your product. It goes without saying that our content should be tied into what we're promoting at the time, and it's no different with your digital product. When you're selling one-to-one services, your marketing is focused around the particular service you are selling. So you need to do the same with your product. Even if you're selling multiple services, your marketing is always tied around what you're doing and what you're selling. For example, everything that I'm creating now in terms of content, including this series, is focused on creating, launching, and marketing digital products. This is because I'm working towards the launch of Expand Your Brand, which is focused on this topic. So depending on how long your launch period is, ensure that you are targeting your content towards your product in the lead up to your launch. The third thing you should do to warm up your audience before a launch is to focus on growing your email list. I've been in marketing for about 16 or maybe even 17 years now. And if there's one thing that stood the test of time, it's email marketing. It is not going anywhere. Focusing on growing your email list in the lead up to a launch is something else that I recommend to warm up your audience. If you don't already have one, create a lead magnet that relates to the product you'll be launching and start promoting that lead magnet as soon as possible to begin building a list of interested subscribers. But that's not all you need to do. You should also create an email marketing plan so that you're nurturing your subscribers and not just leaving them to go cold. So when you do come to launch, they are already warm and ready to buy from you. I hope this episode has helped answer some of your launch questions. I'm going to be doing more Q&A style episodes in the future, so be sure to subscribe if you haven't already to see when they go out. The waitlist for Expand Your Brand closes next Wednesday, the 21st of September. If you're not yet on the list and you want to be the first to hear when it launches, plus secure yourself some early waitlist bonuses, including 40% off your investment and a done-for-you sales funnel, head on over to fleuronline.com/waitlist. All you need to do is pop in your name and email address and you'll be the first to hear. Thank you so much for listening to the Brand Market Flourish podcast. I'm so happy that you joined me. If you've enjoyed this episode, then I would love for you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. I would also appreciate it so much if you would share it with a friend, shout about it on social media, or leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. I love hearing from listeners to the podcast, so do say hi over on Instagram @FleurOnline. Thanks again. I'm back next week with a brand new episode.